The incoming MBTA general manager is promising meaningful changes and progress across the system. Philip Eng is taking over an agency that's been plagued by numerous issues. About a quarter of the T's subway system is operating at reduced speeds right now, while track defects are identified and repaired. The slowdowns are increasing commuting times as well as riders' frustrations. WBUR's Andrea Perdomo-Hernandez reports.
At Downtown Crossing, the Red Line message board says the next Braintree-bound train will arrive in 7 minutes. The next train to Ashmont won't come for more than 20 minutes. Eric Markland is among the dozens of people waiting on the platform. He says since the slowdown, it's taken about a half hour longer to get to and from his home in Milton.
I work in like an office building down here, so it's less time working and more time like just kind of going in between, so it's like, it's a little aggravating.
Markland's been leaving for work earlier, but sometimes that isn't enough. He's been 10 to 15 minutes late to a few meetings. Markland says his employer is understanding.
For the most part, because they kind of heard about it too and was like, all right, it's not really my fault that's like taking me this long.
The T announced speed restrictions across its subway system on March 9th after finding some inconsistencies in track safety reports. Pockets of speed restrictions, or slow zones, remain in place on all lines while repairs continue. Like other passengers, 19-year-old Orange Line rider Vinsterly Fertil is adapting to the delays as best she can.
I feel like I have to run more because, like, the bus I take is the 104 to get to Malden Station, which is often late also. So, yeah.
Fertil, a student, says she's padding her travel time by an hour to make it to class on time. The T's interim general manager, Jeff Gonneville, acknowledged the inconvenience the slow zones are causing during a board of directors meeting last week.
This is something that we're obviously fully recognize our customers' frustration, but the safety of the system is our highest priority. And right now we are taking a very conservative approach with this to ensure that safety.
Hyde Park resident Max Tifu says he understands repairs need to be made, but as service has become more unreliable, he's gotten frustrated.
Because you're waiting for a long time ago before you take the train. Especially when you go to work, it's not fair.
Boston-based transit advocacy group Transit Matters tracks travel times on the T. Seth Kaplan is a software engineer who helps visualize that data. He says it was tough for passengers to calculate a commute even before the slowdown.
The MBTA does publish a schedule, and you can, in theory, look, if I go to Alewife, there's going to be a train. Boom, 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 boom. The MBTA doesn't hit that. And it hasn't for a while.
Kaplan says the same trip can vary wildly day by day. Things like disabled cars, weather, and medical emergencies can cause delays. A mariachi singer performs on the Orange Line platform at Downtown Crossing. Sean Walsh of Malden slumps on a bench, resting his back against the wall. He says it can take more than an hour to travel the 6 miles between his home and his job.
My experience with the T is it's like kind of pointless to go by anything they put online or an app or even in the station. It's show up and hope for the best.
Walsh says he's done waiting for the T to become more reliable. He recently bought a car.
I didn't want to do it because the environment, the cost, traffic, but like, yeah, relying on the T when you actually need to be placed and multiple times, it's just not worth it anymore.
The T hasn't given a timeline for lifting slow zones. A rider's guide for getting around while speed restrictions are in place is available in multiple languages on the MBTA website. And the authority recently launched an online dashboard that provides information on where slow zones are located across the system. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Perdomo-Hernandez.